Princeton Lady Tigers looking to get momentum going in the opposite direction tonight. They've lost, looks like, about five games in a row here, but the home finale is coming up tonight as the Lady Tigers going to host King City at 6 o'clock. Talk about a couple of competitive losses, but ones that went in the wrong column for the Lady Tigers over the last week. Saturday in the showcase over at King City against Bramer, and then a five-point loss down at Lathrop on Monday night with head coach Bill Gooden. Coach, as far as the scoreboard, it hasn't been a real good stretch for the girls, but overall against some decent competition, how do you feel like the girls are performing right now?
Well, I think we're performing okay, except we just can't get the ball to go in the hole. We're just we're getting pretty good looks against Bramer. We just absolutely just we shot 25% and got good looks at the basket, and we just couldn't make any baskets, and it started to affect our defense a little bit. I think we're starting to worry about our scoring some, and we just got to keep working at it, keep plugging away. We've had a couple of good days of practice here that we only had the one game this week, and we was able to pick up. We lost the Bramer regular season game, so we picked up Lathrop, and we went down to Lathrop on Monday night, and again it was the same thing. We tied the game. Actually, we took a one-point lead early in the fourth quarter, and then they hit a couple of threes on us, and we couldn't rebound from that. Then we had to put them on the line. They hit the free throws to finish us off, and so most of those games were a lot closer. Just we had to put them on the line late in the game and try to get something. But when you're missing layups and 3-foot shots from the basket, it's just hard, and it's just it wears on you mentally.
Yeah, that's kind of the direction I was going to go, because there's a mental side to sports that when you get in a bunch of, and it's not like Princeton's, losing games by 30. You had a 9-point loss to Albany, 10-point loss to Bramer, 5-point loss to Lathrop. So when you get into these sort of games, eventually you get into a game like this in the fourth quarter, and it kind of happens this way, but it's hard to sometimes get over that mental hurdle to say, we're going to get it done tonight.
Yeah, and that and I forgot you mentioned Albany, and that was the same doggone thing against Albany. We were in the ball game all the way till the end, and we just need to keep plugging away and keep working at it. And I like our attitude. I thought we had really good practices. Now we've had some good performances. I thought against Lathrop, I thought Kennedy Norton had a really good game against Lathrop. Jasmine's had some really good games. We've been battling the flu. We've had five girls out with the flu, and we haven't had Lacey Lewis. She played Monday night, and then she has been home with the flu since then. So, we're not real sure of her status right now. But we went a week without Lauren Crone, and then Megan Spencer had the flu. And so, the flu bug, we're handing out Germex right and left up here right now.
And you're making sure that you wash your hands at all times, too, I bet.
We disinfected our locker room, the basketballs. We're doing everything we possibly can to try to get these kids healthy, because the district's starting next week, and we'd sure like to have a healthy team going in the district.
And here's what people, I think people realize it, but when it comes to sports, you got to kind of remind people sometimes that just because you have the flu bug out of your system doesn't mean that energy-wise you're back to 100%. Sometimes that takes maybe a couple of games or 4 or 5 days to get back up to that 100% energy level.
That's true. I think Trenton went through that with Macy, if I'm not mistaken, and that's kind of the way we are with Lauren and Megan. Their flu just kind of was a different strain of flu, and just really zapped them. And it's taken several days after they've recovered to just to get their strength and energy built back up. And and teenage kids, they've got, especially in a small school, you've got a lot of other activities you're working on, and there's something for these girls. Almost every night, they're getting ready to start big in their FFA judging, and they have those practices, and you have basketball practice, basketball games, and then we have one that's a cheerleader also, so you have cheer practice. And so it's, when you're this age, I'm glad they're doing it this age instead of me.
How much did you enjoy, Coach? I know it's kind of one of those deals that it felt kind of odd in looking at the schedule, because you kind of understand if you finish in eighth place, you're going to play early in the morning just because you didn't have a really good season. But, your team, you got a fourth place finish. And just because the way it went, because you split it in two gyms, you had the very early morning game at 9 o'clock. That had to be a challenge to get over there and play.
Well, you know, we've had some morning practices, and we brought the girls in. We left at 6:45. We brought the girls in and fed them breakfast, you know, and had breakfast burritos for them and fruit and Gatorade. And so really, it didn't seem to bother us too much. It was kind of, you know, probably and we had talked about it. You know, you're playing in a gym that's only got maybe 40 people in it at 9 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of an open atmosphere. There's not a whole lot there. And, you know, it was different from that aspect, but it was different for the other team at the same time.
The biggest challenge that Bramer gives you is, you know, where your strength is at the guard position. Their strength is big, strong girls up front, led by Jasmine Taylor, who's going to NCMC next year to play for the Lady Pirates. But that Bramer team, you know, that's a physical team to be waking up to.
They're very physical, and we knew that going in, and really we did a good job on Jasmine, but and I can't remember the name of the other. There's another girl, I know she's number 35 because I could see it in my sleep at night, that she went out on us for like, I think, 17 or 19 points, and that was a big factor there, was they had two girls inside instead of just the one girl that was hurting us. And, you know, from the perimeter, we were in pretty good shape. We had a good... Lacey had a pretty decent game that game, was able to penetrate, and they couldn't handle her as far as a guard goes. But and then I think we had pretty good game out of Kennedy again. I think Jasmine had a good game that night, so or that morning. And but we just fell short, you know, toward down the stretch. And we've done that several times this year. I think we've had about six losses that we've been right in the game, and then we have to put them on the line, and we're just not able to get that key basket at the critical times.
You know, it's such a wide-open district that I think a lot of things could happen next week, but, you know, having the GRC schedule should be of benefit to the Princeton Tigers, and that Class 1 District 14 starts Eagleville early in the week. The semifinals that we've been saying here will be at NCMC late next week. But yeah, before we look at that tournament, Coach, just you know, getting that losing streak out of the system, getting a victory tonight, that would be a good thing for the girls going into the weekend if you get a W against King City.
That would, and you know, King City beat us in the Albany tournament early in the year. I think they beat us again. They beat us by 6 or 7 points, and maybe it was 9 points that game. And I haven't. I mean, we've got some films on them. We've got a pretty good scouting report on them. And it's a game again that we should be right in and have a good chance of winning. But it's, you know, it's just going to depend on how the night falls. And it is senior night, so you know, hopefully, you know, our four seniors will be on their best. Have their best game tonight, we'd hope, to get us started, you know, to get us ready for districts next week.
Now, it's going to be an interesting district next week, Coach, because there's not that, you know, a lot of times Grundy girls are this way, because, you know, I thought the Grundy girls had a decent chance, and they may, because they got a really good team to make some noise in district. Then you find out Green City's in their district, and Meadville's in it, and it's going to be played at Meadville, so that's a challenge. There's not that, you know, 25-3 team in your district, so it's kind of a wide-open field next week.
It really is. You know, we've split with Mercer, and we've beat Tri-County, but, you know, we had to really work to beat Tri-County, and North Harrison is much improved. And Pattonsburg, I haven't seen them play, but I think they're a lot like Tri-County. And so, you know, it's going to be interesting, but I think, you know, if we just come in and play our game and take care of business, I think we'll be all right. But, you know, it's not going to be a cakewalk for whoever wins it.
Well, for sure, you're going to have to play well. East Harrison is going to be the opponent, and I think the 24th is Monday. Monday at 8:15?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's up in Eagleville, as we mentioned. That is, are you the one, or are they the eight? Is it a 2-7? What are the seeds looking like, Coach?
We're the one, and they're the eight.
Gotcha. 8:15 on Monday night for the Lady Tigers district debut. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck tonight against the Wildcats.
Thank you, Tom.